This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Vietnam counterpart Pham Minh Chinh in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that two sides are expected to sign several agreements following the talks between the two leaders. Prime Minister Chinh will also call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. Vietnam's PM arrived in India on a three-day state visit on Tuesday. The Embassy of India in Beirut, Lebanon, has issued an advisory for Indian nationals living in the country. Embassy, in its advisory, said, in view of the recent escalations in the region, Indian nationals are advised to avoid all non-essential travel to Lebanon. Indian nationals can contact the embassy through email at cons.beirut@mea.gov.in and phone number 9617-686-0128. In Kerala, the death toll in the massive landslide that wreaked havoc in Wayanad district has crossed 250. The Indian Army said it evacuated 179 stranded people and recovered four bodies from the landslide-hit areas in Wayanad yesterday. The search operations by relief columns at Attamala, Mundakai and Churalmala resumed this morning. One dog squad has been attached to the search teams. Five JCBs have been shifted to the other side of a stream to clear the debris. In Uttarakhand, heavy rains have caused landslides in hilly areas, waterlogging and rising water levels in major rivers of the state. In Bhilangana block of Tihiri district, three people have died due to the rain-induced landslides, while two children were killed in a roof collapse incident in Rurki Tehsil, Haridwar district. In Dehradun's Raipur area, one person has died and another person was swept away by a swollen reviewed. On the other hand, as a precautionary measure, 200 pilgrims have been halted at safer locations due to partial damage of a 25-meter stretch of the Kedarnath Yatra route at Bhimbali. In light of the weather alert, registration processes for Char Dham Yatra at the centres in Haridwar and Rishikesh will be suspended today. Heavy rainfall lashed various parts of the national capital, Delhi, yesterday. The rainfall brought much-needed respite to the people from hot and humid weather. The heavy downpour caused waterlogging in different areas, affecting traffic movement. The weather department has forecast light to moderate rain in Delhi during the next 5 days. Delhi government has announced that all private and government schools in the national capital will remain closed today in view of the heavy rains. Many airlines, including IndiGo, Air India, Vistara and SpiceJet, have also issued advisories about flights getting diverted and asking passengers to leave for airports early and keep checking the status of their flights. The U.S. Federal Reserve has left interest rates unchanged at 5.25% to 5.5%, hinting that a rate cut might come as soon as September. Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, the Fed's policy-setting body, ended its latest two-day policy meeting with a decision to hold its benchmark interest rate steady that was set a year ago. Legendary Indian cricketer and former coach and selector Anshuman Gaikwad passed away at the age of 71 in Vadodara after losing his long battle with cancer. He represented India in 40 tests and 15 ODIs from 1975 to 1987. He was appointed India coach in October 1997 and he continued till September 1999. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of legendary cricketer. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Anshuman Gaikwadji will be remembered for his contribution to cricket. In 2024 Paris Olympics, shooter Swapnil Kosale will make a bid for India's third medal in men's 50-meter rifle three positions shooting competition today, while two-time world champion pugilist Nikhat Zareen will hope to inch closer to the medal in women's 50kg boxing. Knockout events in badminton will also begin today. PV Sindhu, Lakshya Sen, HS Pranoy will all feature in their respective singles matches, while Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy, Chirag Shetty will also play their doubles pre-quarterfinals. The Indian hockey team, having already qualified for the quarterfinals, will clash with defending champions Belgium in a Pool B match at 1:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.